This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, let's stack the card this week for the NFL. We'll get to the Texans. We'll get to five reasons I hate you in about 20 minutes or so. Lisa Ann going to be making an appearance here with us in about 40 minutes or so. If you want to text in fantasy football questions, I'd say wait till about 8:30 to do that, just so we see them. A lot of people weighing in on the whole Bregman-Altuve dynamic. We'll get to those texts as well. Some good stuff on the text page. But let's get it started here. We like to do this undercard, mid-card, semi-main event, and main event. And this is my challenge to the audience, I would say. Not challenge, but would be, as we're going through this process, ask yourself, are any of these games better than Buffalo at the Texans this weekend? The Texans might be playing in the best game on the board this weekend.
It should, on paper, be a really, really good matchup. I think the biggest thing is that the Texans players and coaches themselves would be the first to tell you they haven't played the way they look on paper. They haven't played like the back of their football cards necessarily just yet.
Right.
And some of the self-inflicted wounds are things that you can get away with versus the Indianapolis Colts or the Chicago Bears or the Jacksonville Jaguars. You don't get away with it against the Vikings, and you're certainly not going to get away with it versus the Buffalo Bills. So it's a key and pivotal moment, not just for division standings or anything else, but if you're going to vault yourself up into being that caliber of team, and as you face more and more good quarterbacks down the line, let's do it this week. Let's do it this week, Sean.
Yep, for sure.
You too. You got to clean up the messiness.
Indeed. Yeah, no, I got to. The undercard. These are the games that are kind of floating under the radar, compelling. This one may be just for AFC South people. I don't know how much people around the country care about this one. But this one's kind of important for the Texans. Indianapolis at Jacksonville. Jacksonville's winless on the year. Texans have played and beaten both of these teams. If Indianapolis goes into Jacksonville and makes them 0-5 and they win and they're 3-2 and the Texans lose to the Bills, now all of a sudden, what looked like a division, you know, 2 weeks in where everybody's going, well, the Texans are going to run away with this. Now, all of a sudden, you and the Colts are both 3-2 to start the season.
The other side of it is that the Jags play the Colts, winnable game. Then they go to London where they play back-to-back against the Patriots and the Bears.
That's their domain, London.
Right, that's their dojo.
Yeah, that is their dojo, yes.
It doesn't always play out that way or look like it, but that's their dojo.
Those are two winnable games, too.
Right,
two
so London if they games. Could come out, the Jags could go from 0-4 and perhaps come out of this stretch conceivably at 3-4. I wouldn't bet the parlay or anything.
You don't have the Chiefs or the Ravens on there or anything like that.
Yeah, and the Texans don't have the right to say, yeah, look at those laggards, those haphazard teams. Yeah,
definitely
it took everything you had to beat the Jaguars and to beat the Colts.
Correct. Yep. So there's so Indy at Jacksonville has intrigue just based on the impact it could have on the AFC South. The other match on the undercard for me, Cleveland at Washington.
Mm.
Washington is kind of they are one of the more watchable teams right now.
Hell yeah.
In the NFL. Offensively, they have been a juggernaut. Jaden Daniels has put himself, forget about rookie of the year, he's running away with that right now. He's put himself in early MVP talk. The Commanders are 3-1 on the season, and they host the Cleveland Browns, who are quarterbacked. I'm not sure if you guys have heard of him. They're quarterbacked by somebody named Deshaun Watson.
And every now and then, Jameis Winston in short yardage situations.
And Jameis does the pep talks, too, before the game, which is very normal. Imagine the Texans all gathered around Davis Mills giving a pep talk to everybody before the game.
Yeah.
That's the dynamic in Cleveland right now. Except, their backup quarterback is the one that gets everybody hyped
except
up.
Except if Davis Mills was known for incredibly weird and awkward pep talks. That's a part of it. You look around, it's not just Deshaun Jackson that's giving weird looks to Jameis.
Yeah.
When Jameis is giving some of those pep talks, you get very much a look of people being entertained, not as much as motivated.
Yeah.
I think that the very fact that they chose...
I can't believe this is happening right now.
Yeah, if you're going to have somebody give the pep talk and it's not Deshaun Watson or one of the really good defensive players they have on the team, but it's Jameis Winston, I feel like it's indicative of a lot of other
entertainment value, I'm with you on that. Depth chart-wise, it makes zero sense. But this is... Cleveland could very well wind up 1-4 after this game. Put it this way. If it turns into a track meet, if it comes down to which team can go out there and outscore the other one, I'll take Jaden Daniels all day, every day over Deshaun Watson right now. So that's an intriguing game as well. The mid card. Baltimore at Cincinnati. Baltimore 2-2. Cincinnati 1-3. I mean, these are two teams that were talked about as being two of the top four teams in the AFC coming into the season. And Baltimore is either going to send Cincinnati reeling at 1-4. Or both of these teams are going to walk out of here at 2-3 going, okay, what direction is our season going right now?
With Baltimore, both these teams have made improvements over how they looked after their lackluster starts.
Yes.
Burrow looks a lot like Burrow, or Joe Burrow has looked a lot more like Joe Burrow. The Bengals defense doesn't look like an old Mike Zimmer defense or something, though.
No.
They are letting up yardage in droves, and I think the Ravens... Based on just last week versus the Bills especially, I think they... What's the spread on this one?
Good question. Baltimore, Cincinnati. What do you think it is? Guess, and then I'll...
It's in Cincinnati.
I think it's Baltimore
-3.
It's Baltimore -2.5. Mm. Yeah. You get the ding for that one. That was good. You're getting good at this, Seth. This line guessing thing.
I tweaked that a little bit, too, because I would have set a little higher, but I adjusted for Vegas's incompetence and the masses.
Three's a magic number. You start going over three, you know, it's more than a field goal. So Baltimore at Cincinnati. Look, even forget about the records with these two teams. That's a fun AFC North battle right there. I put New Orleans and Kansas City in this mid-cusp to show you how weak the card is this week in the NFL. But it is the Monday Night Football game. So it'll have some theater, some theater elements to it. That it'll be the big national game. And New Orleans, who was the toast of the league, 2 weeks in, people start looking ahead. They go, oh, man, the Saints in Kansas City in week 5 is going to be something.
Clint Kubiak was almost the runaway favorite to be the next head coach candidate.
They
fell back down to earth these last couple weeks.
Yeah, it is Monday night. It's in Kansas City. Kansas City's a 5.5-point favorite in this game. This might be like kind of a moment of truth thing, like with the Saints, where we go, okay, are they the team that scored 45 points a game the first 2 weeks? Or are they a team that's quarterbacked by Derek Carr just... Ain't all that
They're
good.
Also a team that when they start talking about Davante Adams and how the Saints are one of the teams that he'd like to go to. Look, I would never, ever, ever in a million years say, well, the Saints can't or shouldn't do that because of their cap situation. They are trying to rectify some of the aggressive credit card spending that they did, but they also, they can't help themselves. They'll get creative.
Yeah.
I still don't feel like right now is the right time to sacrifice anything from your future for a player that is going to be basically on a one-year deal, on an expiring contract because of his bonus next year.
Yep.
So I don't think that happens.
The last two, I want to get your input on this, okay?
I'll put it in, Sean.
I put the semi-main event as the Jets at Minnesota, and I have the main event of the weekend as Dallas at Pittsburgh. But maybe the Dallas at Pittsburgh thing is the nostalgia of all those old Dallas-Pittsburgh Super Bowls back in the day. Maybe it's more the laundry than it is the actual game. The Jets at Minnesota have some great storylines in that game. Between Sam Darnold going against the team that discarded him a few years ago.
Oh, yeah.
All the drama swirling around Aaron Rodgers and Robert Saleh right now. I mean, the Jets are in danger of going 2-3 to start the season here. Like, Minnesota is, I don't know what the line is on this game. I'll look it up. Minnesota should be at least a 4 or 5 point favorite in this game.
Sam Darnold is the only quarterback in the Super Bowl era to begin the season with 4 straight wins and throw 2 or more touchdowns in each game.
Wow.
Sam Darnold versus the team that just disposed him like disused
so
tissue.
So much garbage. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
And this is a London game, by the way. It's 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah. But now he's going up against a very good Jets defense.
Yeah.
Jets defense, unfortunately, though, the Jets defense to win games for them right now would need to be like the Steelers defense, which is winning games for them.
Yes.
That's why both these games are so fascinating, both the Steelers game and the Jets game, is that, you know, Aaron Rodgers is his same old self in terms of he hasn't thrown, according to PFF, a single turnover-worthy throw. So, like, you know, Josh Allen got lucky. He hasn't thrown any interceptions, but he got lucky last week a couple times. Rodgers is playing safe. It's not like he's pressing or anything. He's not athletically the same guy that he used to be. But these quarterbacks are both facing really scary defenses.
Yeah.
It might be a genuinely interesting and exciting low-scoring game. As opposed to a low-scoring game where it's because both offenses are inept and incompetent. I like this maybe, okay, how real is Sam Darnold? Was it just a fever dream for the first 4 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
And with Aaron Rodgers, all right now you guys are the weak link. Rodgers has been just fine, but he hasn't done the types of things that, you know, you sign Aaron Rodgers
for. No, they lost to Bo Nix last week, 10-9.
Bo Nix threw for 60 yards.
Yeah, on like 8 jillion attempts. Yeah, no, so it's... Vikings, by the way, a 2.5 point favorite because the game's in London. It's on a neutral field. So when I said I thought it'd be 4 or 5 points, I figured it was in Minnesota. I didn't realize it was in London. So if you had to watch one of those two games, are you more compelled to watch the Jets at Minnesota, or would you be more compelled to watch Dallas? If they were on at the same time, which game would you be more interested in, though?
I like the Steelers, though.
Against Dak.
I did just watch that reel of... That reel of Franco Harris running past Hollywood Henderson.
Yeah, yeah.
I do like the idea of just Mike McCarthy going up against that defense.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if it's going to be as, Yeah, okay, I got to go with Steelers versus Cowboys.
Yeah, that's a better game. Yeah. The soap opera is better in the Jets and the Vikings, but the game, I think, has better potential with Dallas and Pittsburgh.
Points per game right now, the Steelers have fallen to 13.3 points per game allowed.
Allowed, okay.
Yeah, which is not much at all.
Yeah.
But the Chargers, Steelers, and Broncos are all playing very... And the Vikings are...
Lights-out defense.
Yeah, and the Jets.
Yep, lights-out defense. I say all this to say that Buffalo v. Houston is the best game on the board this week. It's better than any of those games. Man, a lot of people weighing in on Bregman and Altuve. Can I get Bregman at 5 years, 130, and Verlander at 2 years, $35 million? The answer is no to the first one. Bregman will not agree to that. And the answer is sure, I think, to the second one. But why would you give Verlander $35 million?
He's going to need a hometown discount, I think, to stay
here. If he's going to be here, yeah.
Yeah, I don't. There's the problem with Verlander right now is that I just, almost at any price, I don't like that he's old. And he's been injured, and it's affected his performance. If you go through that next year, even if he's only making $5 million, and he's going to make more than that, when he comes back from his injury, you got to play him, and you're displacing perhaps another guy. You've never felt this entire season like, oh, good, finally we got him in the rotation.
Yep.
So I'm just real hesitant to. I think that's a ship that can sail away, and we can feel awesome about everything Justin Verlander did for the Astros. But I feel like they just, given what we saw from health issues last year, given that Dana Brown said yesterday that Javier and Urquidy, they're planning to have back by late July.
Yeah, I know.
Dude,
I don't know why
I said that.
The same stuff last year about Garcia and McCullough. He needs to stop with that.
Yeah.
He needs to stop with, especially since it's a year away practically.
But in my mind, because he said it, I am put, in my head, I'm like, ooh. That'll be nice when the.
Well, that's because you got hit in the head with a barrier arm. If you were.
I've gotten hit.
If you had your faculties, you would have said the same thing I just did.
Dude, I've had 4 like pretty hard hits to the head in the last 7 days. I can't keep living like this. I gotta.
People worried about you on the text.
If this had happened to me when I was 70, it might have been it for me. You know,
that's not a joke.
I can't be walking around getting hit by parking garage barrier arms in my head when
you
I'm
can't
70.
Be walking around getting hit by things that everybody else seems to be able to avoid.
One of my friends was like, "You gonna call Mokarem?" I'm like, "Oh no, I can't testify. I cannot testify about this accident. No. This was 100%.
It would take your case, though.
Me suing over me getting hit by something Dude. That I definitely knew I should have avoided. That would be like that would become a crossover hit into the real world news of like, look at the degradation of society.
That'd be hilarious.
That people are suing over this nonsense. This idiot walks under a parking gate and thought he wasn't going to get hit in the head.
So
with it.
Funny. You put Edward Cinema out of business.
Yeah,
because you can't avoid a parking arm.
Yeah, there's no frivolous lawsuit in this.
The
best in this
endorsements
here.
Are the ones where you actually use the product.
Right, but I can't. Well, you know what I would say? I'd probably say I went to them and they said, "Sure, we'll take a look at it, Seth." And then they laughed at me. I said, "Seth, no, this is not. No, this
well,
is
then,
not.
Then
no,
your endorsement is see, they don't just take any case.
Yeah,
they only take the good ones.
No, you know where you would finagle your way into it is if you're like, well, this one is actually coming down with more force than they're supposed to.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know,
a few more BTUs.
It's supposed to be able to pull back a little.
Yeah,
oh, maybe
yeah.
Now we're cooking with something. No, don't worry, don't worry. Don't worry for 24 Greenway. I ain't saying nothing to nobody except the radio audience.
That's great.
That's it. And the people watching on the stream.
I'm going to float a theory to you here from the text page. The reason why Altuve is so adamant about Bregman and wasn't with Springer and Correa about keeping them here
yeah.
is because he knows he's the last of the 2017 scandal with him. And as great a player as Altuve is, he can't bear the load of the scandal by himself going forward.
I don't know, man. I think that's fallen so far
theory.
By the wayside.
Yeah.
It's not a ridiculous theory.
Yeah.
I would just be hesitant to jump on that because if anything, the booing has helped Altuve in New York
Correct.
And elsewhere.
Correct.
I don't think it's just not nearly as white hot as it used to be.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
I think it is though. Being better than everybody else, scandal aside, there's an emotional part of him. Kind of all the old guys are walking out the door.
Well,
you know?
Someone says it feels like Altuve's in college and all of his friends are graduating.
Yeah, and he's got to stick around.
He's got to stick around because he's on some sort of 10-year program or something.
Yeah, sounds like the opposite.
He's on a triple major of architecture, molecular biology, and sports management.
For that analogy to work, it's that Altuve is such a good student and he's offered a PhD program or something, so he's stuck around. Well, everybody else was taking their gap year.
10 years of college down the drain. Yeah.
Are gap years still a thing?
My daughter took one a few years
she
ago.
She did, didn't
During
she?
During COVID, she took a gap year. Yeah. Yeah.
She worked, though. She coached.
She did. No, yeah. She didn't coach. She worked in politics. She worked in, it was an election year. There,
Okay.
Yep.
I like a gap year where you're working or something.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I can't hate
She was somebody. Working.
If you have the means and your parents will, like, send you backpacking around Europe, I suppose. It would be. I think it's better to get a taste of the real world and maybe get it might skew your decisions.
I think what you're thinking of with her, she worked in politics, getting ready for the election, and she spent like 2 months in Flagstaff with some of her teammates training out there because the altitude.
Yeah.
So yeah, she had quite the time. Then went back to school. All right. Five reasons I hate you. No, not you.
Oh,
no, I got way more than five.
Yeah.
Five reasons I hate you. Buffalo edition. Buffalo Bills edition. We do it every week. Lisa Ann's going to join us in about 25 minutes as well. Stay there. You're listening to Payne and Pendergast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
People are funny with other people's money, man. Like, hey, hasn't Bregman made enough money yet? Hasn't he made enough? Like, I don't know. They've all made enough.
Yeah, they've all...
Like, enough for what?
You're right, right. But it's, they're human beings, you know?
Yeah.
More money is usually a good thing.
I don't begrudge anybody.
So, yes, money can cause all kinds of distractions and whatnot, but if you handle it properly...
And solve a lot of problems,
you know the analogy I've been using, Sean?
What's that?
To try to explain that, like, okay, look, money won't create happiness, but it sure does. If you have all the things in place to be happy, it sure can... Pour some gas
on
that
happiness.
Yeah.
I'm with you on
that. So if you're like, if you work your butt off to get rich, but you never get that fuel for happiness, like finding out what your purpose is in life and your goals and forming relationships and everything. Then all of a sudden you get rich and it's like you buy a Ferrari, but you got no gasoline to fuel the Ferrari.
Exactly.
And then you're miserable.
Yep.
And then you think that what you got to do is buy another Ferrari.
That's right.
That's what I need. Then I'll be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, you still have no gas.
For any of
them. Like, hey, right.
Yeah.
Whereas if you can stockpile so much gas with so little money right now relative to the cost of a Ferrari. So all those little things are just, you know, getting your life in order before you make that money. Then the money can make you happy.
Bingo. Yes. All right, let's get to...
My ribs hurt so much.
Let's get to...
So much.
You got this, man.
I'll be fine.
93 minutes. You got this.
I've never felt like my ribs shifting before like this.
Dude.
I think I broke it.
All right, be safe, man.
No, I won't. Let's
all right.
do this.
Five
I
reasons,
hate you, Buffalo.
You're in a good
let's
frame of mind
this.
To start
yeah,
hating.
I'm agitated.
Yeah, you're in pain. Five reasons I hate you, Buffalo edition. Mm. Here we go. Number five. If they had just made this field goal last year... We might have all been spared of another corny-ass Kansas City Super Bowl win.
Tyler Bass will try a 44-yard field goal to tie. The wind at his back. The snap is good. The ball put down. The kick is up and no good. Wide right. The Bills kicker missed a field goal. Wide right. Jubilation for the Chiefs sideline.
No, definitely. Yeah, that's where you can see the look on my face. Don't ever tell me the announcer doesn't make a difference. Well, radio's different than
Kevin
TV.
Kevin Harlan's awesome.
Kevin Harlan's the best.
So
he's incredible. But back to the original point. If Tyler Bass makes that field goal, they're at least going to overtime, and there's a chance we don't have to endure this run of cornball Mahomes and everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, Taylor
they've
Swift.
They've been there. They've been knocking Kelsey. At the door. They've had multiple opportunities to do it, and they just haven't been able to do it.
No.
So, yeah, the entire league is angry for you.
Yes. Yeah.
Not to mention Stefon Diggs dropped the pass. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, no.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Nothing to see here.
So that's number five. You guys, because of Buffalo, we are still subjected to this reign of terror of Kansas City. Number four, Mitchell Trubisky is on this team. Remember Mitchell Trubisky, the number two overall pick in the 2017 draft, who actually won a fair number of games in Chicago, despite Mitchell Trubisky. If he was that good, Chicago would have held on to him. Instead, he leaves. He goes to Buffalo to be a backup.
Mm-hmm.
He threw 8 passes in 2021. And all we heard about Mitchell Trubisky was how much he had matured and how much he had developed.
It's like
I would look at each other and go, he doesn't play.
What the hell do you know about what he can do in
camp? And then he gets a nice bag from the Steelers for a couple years. Turns out he still sucks at football.
Mm-hmm.
He's awful. And guess where he is? Guess where he's back to now?
He's back in Buffalo.
Back in Buffalo being Josh Allen's caddy.
Mm-hmm.
Being his dry cleaner, picker-upper guy.
He could have been Sam Darnold instead.
Yeah.
He's this.
Mitchell Trubisky just bothers me.
I feel like
he's so bad.
Well, you get upset about Trubisky because your sons grew up in Chicago, but they weren't Bears fans, and they had your listen to everybody gushing about Bisky, right?
And in the dorkiest way.
Yeah.
Bisky! Oh, yeah! We got our guy Bisky!
Yeah, they hated any commentator that didn't really see the truth about Bisky,
that he was the savior. So mad.
Yeah.
So mad at their Chicago friends. So Mitchell Trubisky, for me, is a reason to hate the Buffalo Bills. Number three, this will be here now and forever, anytime a team from Houston plays the Bills. But I know there's a lot of you old school Oiler fans out there, old school Oiler fans that remember 35-3.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just
it sounds like an insurmountable lead, Sean.
Meat and potatoes. It does sound insurmountable. It turned out on a given day, January 3rd, 1993, not insurmountable.
This is what you need to know about Bills fans, all right? So I grew up in the area. I was a Bills fan myself one day. I'm reformed. Had those tattoos removed. But the hard way, back before they knew how to do it safely.
Just sliced the skin off.
Yeah. So I was at my girlfriend's house, and I think I was a senior in high school. And her stepfather, whose name was Bruce Smith. He was a Bills fan. And after the first half of that game, he was just disgusted with the Bills. So, like, oh, that's it. Like, oh, why? No, we're not going to watch this game. And I had to go watch it up in my girlfriend's room. Which, by that point in the relationship, I didn't want to be up in her room.
Oh, really? Okay. I remember some of my old girlfriends. I'm like, that's not so bad.
Get the hell out of here. Yeah. But he abandoned his team. Didn't even watch the second half.
His name was Bruce Smith.
Yeah, even though his name was Bruce Smith.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You ever date any girls named, you know, last name Kelly or Reed or
exclusively? Yeah. I would only go after women whose parents had the same names as Bill's players.
Dad's name was Daryl Talley. It's amazing. Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. 35-3, man. That was a rough day. Rockets made up for it. They won a championship the next year, next 2 years actually.
That dynamic, the multi-sport. This is an interesting spot where, for the first time in a long time, Houston sports fans are not going to be distracted by baseball while they also are taking in their football.
That is fair. Yeah.
I wonder if that factors out into the environment at home. There's going to be a lot of Bills fans there. They travel really well.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the Astros wouldn't have played on Sunday this weekend.
Right, no, but the sum total of it, though, is people are spending money to go to baseball games.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Or
yeah.
they've only got so much time to watch during the week.
The pure sports focus.
Yeah, so like how much you can focus your energy in that direction. It's all Texans until the Rockets begin.
Interesting wrinkle. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
You should bang your head more often. That's a really good point.
We shouldn't even bring it up. Uh-huh. Every time you bring it up, I feel like I'm going to fall out of my chair.
I won't bring it up anymore.
But still check on me.
I've got you, dude. Number two, 5 reasons I hate you.
Do I sound concussed at all?
You don't. You sound fine.
All right.
Yeah, you sound good.
Maybe it knocked some
text
sense
in.
Back
How does
into
Seth
me?
Sound? Yeah. So we've got number 5, Buffalo missing field goals allowed Kansas City to win a Super Bowl. Number 4, Mitch Trubisky, it's trash. Number 3, the Bills beat the Oilers 35. They came back from 35-3 in the playoffs. Number 2. Brian Gain is their assistant GM. I don't really know Brian Gain. I've heard good things. I've heard he's a nice guy. He was kind of a passive GM here.
Incredibly passive.
He made like no moves here.
He's like laying on his back with a sheet over himself.
Anti-Casario.
He did zero moves on draft day.
Zero moves on draft day, literally. And this is why he drafted Kahale Waring, which might be the worst pick in NFL history.
Possibly.
Kahale Waring in the 3rd round. Remember how many teams hot potatoed him?
Yeah, he was such a tease.
He got hot potatoed by like 5 teams in 10 days after the Texans cut him.
I can't imagine what it was about him that he showed up and teams were like, no.
Dude.
Like, it's like kind of like you got a date from Bumble or something, and 3 minutes into it, like, no, we're not a fit. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, he got cut by the Texans. He hung around here for a couple of years. He looked like a million bucks walking around the practice field.
The biggest thing about Brian Gain was some of the Bills players that he brought into Houston. Remember that? Who was the big old planet-sized offensive lineman who was awful in Buffalo?
Chantrell Henderson.
Chantrell Henderson, and he was awful here, but it was like...
They made him the starting right tackle.
Yeah. There were a couple guys like that.
Their starting tackles in 2018 were Julio Davenport and Chantrell Henderson.
All right, now I'm getting worked up about Brian Gain.
About Brian Gain, yeah. Okay, good.
All right, good. This is annoying me. Good. This is really annoying me.
Texans wave Cahali wearing August 23rd, 2021. He got picked up by the Patriots the next day, waved 3 days later. Got picked up by the Colts the day after that, waved 3 days later. Got picked up by the Bills and signed to their practice squad.
He's on
four teams in a week.
Did he tell inappropriate jokes or something?
Something. He's groping people? I have no idea.
What the hell?
I have no idea. All right, last one. Number one. The head coach of this team, this is Five Reasons I Hate You, Sean McDermott, is super awkward and thinks that the 9/11 terrorists were a great example of teamwork making the dream work.
That's right. Yeah, he used a very ill-advised analogy once in trying to get his team prepared. It was several years ago, but it was brought up again last year.
It was brought up in a Tyler Dunn series of what McDermott probably felt were like hit pieces. It was like a long-form, three-part series on what an a-hole Sean McDermott was.
Tyler Dunn's funny because he'll write these pieces where people have named, like, Tyler Dunn, especially when he wrote the one about Aaron Rodgers, there were not anonymous quotes. There were quotes by active players who put their names on it.
Right.
But the knee-jerk reaction from people is, oh, sure, you bring up a bunch of anonymous quotes. And Tyler Dunn's like, no, it was like, at least in the Aaron Rodgers one, this was not anonymous.
Right.
It felt like the Bills one came with a lot of, McDermott was very much on the hot seat. This year is his biggest challenge in terms of replacing a whole bunch of leadership and good players, not to mention Stephon Diggs. And through the first three games of the season, it looked incredible. Then they fell back to earth versus the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
But it's that game watching, it was one of those things where, all right, a couple little twists of fate, and it could have been much different. The Bills were driving until they tried their fake play, and it just ended up blowing up in their faces again.
Yep.
So I'm not sitting here thinking like, oh, now we've seen the real Bills.
No.
They are a very potentially formidable force.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Even if they're
still haven't seen the real Texans,
right
in a bad way.
We hope we haven't. I hope this isn't the real Texans that we've seen so far. I'm cool with the record. I'm just not cool with the aesthetics of the whole thing. But yeah, Sean McDermott, man, giving a speech to his team and was like, "Hey, remember those terrorists on the plane and Muhammad Atta and all his boys?" Talking about the teamwork and how they executed their plan.
It's one of those things that, like, if you're talking about it, analyzing it, and what have you, everything he said was probably true. You know, it is like I understand what he was saying, but in choosing that to be your motivational analogy,
right?
That's like, you got to just sometimes step back,
dude,
and say just because it's true doesn't mean it's appropriate.
Correct.
I mean, if any of you have ever actually successfully lasted in a long-term relationship, you learn at some point just because it's true doesn't mean I have to say it.
You're in a room with literally probably like 90 people when you count staff and players in there, and there's an excellent chance that there's multiple people in there who are at most like 1 degree removed from somebody that died in the 9/11 plane crashes and the towers coming down. All right, Lisa Ann, our dear friend, we've not talked fantasy football with her yet this year. She's not making the rounds like she used to doing Fantasy Football Fridays, but a special little kind of one-time-only reunion here with our friend Lisa Ann's going to jump on with us here shortly. So we'll talk with her in the next segment. If you want to text in, send in Stardom Sit'ems fantasy questions for old time's sake. Looking forward to catching up with Lisa Ann, and that is coming up next.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, so every Friday about this time, we get several texts from people. They're like, hey, where's Lisa Ann? What did you guys do to piss off Lisa Ann? Why is she not with you guys on Fridays at 8:43 anymore? And I'm like, we didn't do anything. She's still our dear friend. She's just kind of dialed it back on doing all the radio hits during fantasy football season this year. You know, kind of sitting back. Well, I'll let her say that because she is joining us right now. It's great to connect once again with our good friend and the foremost authority on fantasy football anywhere still to this day, Lisa Ann. Lisa, welcome in. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, both of you. Great to be on air with you. And I have to say, you know, I keep going back to the message that we get from the flight attendant that says, put your mask on first before you help someone else. I think because I'm not helping everyone else this year, my teams are doing so much better. I actually have an undefeated team, and I am so obsessed with this undefeated team. You know, I know it's only four games, but I do feel like the Warriors, when they were at, like, the 77 win streak, and they were just like, I kind of want to lose, you know, to just get one out of the way, but I don't want to lose. This is what I'm living with. It's been a fantastic season. It's been nice to kind of cut back and be in less leagues and be able to be more attentive to those leagues and also be focusing on my other businesses, which has been great as well.
Yeah, no, you got so much stuff going on. It's great. We're so happy for you. So you're crushing it right now. Is there a particular player or players that you had targeted before the year that are sort of your cheat code right now? You're like, I identified these guys. I got them on all my teams, and this is why I'm winning right now.
You know, I really tried to not go crazy on having too many of the same players, but players that I truly still believed in that I got made fun of in every single draft were Joe Mixon, sidebar, sorry, it's a bummer because I really got the tips from listening to John McClain about what a great pass-catching back Mixon would be in your offense. So I'll be still running him out. But Derrick Henry, Alvin Kamara, like I'm going for these players and getting hit. And boy, Alvin Kamara, great season. Derrick Henry, great season. We've been hit by the injury bug, as always, Cooper Kupp, and we've also been hit by a slow start. But I believed in Diggs moving into a new environment, being able to be a veteran presence. And when he rushed in that touchdown last week, and I texted you, Sean, like, I've never been happier to have been made fun of in my drafts than this season because it's working out.
Well, that's where, you know, one of the big questions going into the season was nobody knew where to draft Diggs or Nico Collins or Tank Dell because who's going to get the ball in any given week. So far, it's been a whole lot of Nico Collins. So there's probably a lot of people out there that got a pretty good, that drafted him in a pretty good spot relative to where he is right now, right?
Yeah, and he was kind of going above Diggs in a couple of leagues, playing really into what we saw from Nico Collins last season. I just felt like Diggs would make himself known that he's going to get in the end zone at least once a week. That's what I'm happy about, right? But Nico Collins just been a beast for you. A beast.
Yeah, are you pretty invested in some of the I mean, you mentioned Mixon. Are you pretty invested in the Texans across the board? How have they been for you guys? How have they been for you fantasy-wise so far this year?
I've invested in C.J. Stroud across the board, especially in my super flex leagues. I've got 3 shares of Diggs, 3 shares of Mixon, and only 1 share of Nico Collins. So it's good to be very focused on your squad.
So the Cowboys, what's up? You're a Cowboys fan.
You know, I'll give you my take on this. It's a great question because, you know, we have all the pieces. Yes, we did get hit with some injuries last week, and that's going to hurt us this week. But before those 2 injuries happened, we were completely healthy. We've got 3 running backs, and if you put them together in, like, some sort of model, you know, took them apart, they'd be 1 running back, right? So here we are with that. We don't do business well, and I think Jerry Jones is showing us in the world a great new example. We don't run our lives the way that people used to run lives. We talk a lot about mental health and feeling good about what you're doing in the space that you're existing in. You can only feel good in that space is if you're confident, if you know that you are well-liked, received, needed, wanted, you know, the contract deals lingering and the game playing. Signing that Dak contract the day of the season was like a bride and groom signing their prenup at their wedding. Who would do that? Nobody would do that. It would take away from the wedding. Signing that contract took away from Dak's season. And Jerry Jones is an example for all of us on how not to manage our businesses and how not to treat people.
I'm kind of into this notion of somebody signing the prenup like right up there at the altar.
But isn't that exactly what it resembled when this happened? He's so tacky.
A little bit.
He's so tacky.
It wasn't as tacky as if they had waited and not signed him, I suppose. And then, of course, who knows? Who knows how it all works out for the
Cowboys?
Just
to be clear, any document that has me getting $231 million guaranteed, I'll be happy to sign it at the altar or in the back or wherever. It doesn't matter.
You know, well said. If I was the bride and that's what I was signing on, you're right. I probably wouldn't mind doing it in front of a photographer and have confetti thrown as well. Maybe some candy.
There you go. There you go. Are you, as a Cowboy, are you cool with the Dak contract? Are you cool with him being around for 4 more years with all that money?
I am. I don't think it makes much of a difference. I think there's many more problems with the Dallas Cowboys than Dak. You know, CD is not in sync yet. Those drops are unacceptable. And these are the same people that were, like, digging on Dak you know, at the end of the season on social media. I think that the vibes aren't high, and the cohesiveness is not really what it needs to be. I don't doubt that Dak's a great quarterback and can get it done. Look, we're watching Baker Mayfield get it done.
Yeah.
But I do think the chemistry has to be better, and I don't think that it is. You see that chemistry in Tampa, even though they took that loss last night. Boy, that team's playing well, and so is Baker.
Oh, yeah. Quarterback is – we're talking to Lisa Ann, our fantasy football expert, right?
Yeah,
now.
That's – well, and quarterback is very intriguing this year. My biggest question is – I haven't watched Sam Darnold, you know, play versus the Texans, and for the rest of, I can't bring myself quite there, but Lisa, I think he's for real.
Yeah, I mean, we're wondering, everyone went out and picked up Sam Darnold. Everybody went out and picked up Andy Dalton after that big performance. But at the same time, then next week, when you have to put them in your lineup, you ask yourself,
yeah,
do I believe this? Does this feel right? I've watched how many years of mediocre performances. What am I doing to my fantasy squad right now, right? So that's where we're at, but we're seeing it. Even Kirk Cousins last night, yeah, 500 yards. My first thing I did was make sure I wasn't facing him in any of my lineups. Like, I'm like, I know I'm not managing any teams with Cousins, so I need to see if I'm playing against him, because if so, I'm done for the week already.
Hey,
but go ahead.
You know, go ahead, Lisa. Go ahead. I was just about to say, we got a bunch of people texting in, but go ahead and finish your point right there.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah.
But Sam Darnold, I think you got to believe at this point. I'm sorry to say. It's gross.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, before we get this feels great. It's like old time's sake. We got texts coming in. People wanting lineup advice. Real quick though, you're up in New York. Give us the feet on the ground of the drama going on with Saleh and Rodgers and everything up there. What's your take on that?
Well, you know, luckily we have Greeny in New York to diffuse it all, because he's such a Jets fan that he can tell the story better and make it not seem as stressful. So I'm more intrigued of how it works out this weekend with them having that early start. Alan Lazard getting in there is just really showing us that Rodgers needs that comfort. It doesn't really have it with Wilson yet. Devontae Adams, like, would this be able – I mean, they don't have the cap space. This is where this isn't making a lot of sense, but – there's a lot of talk, but they're definitely taking over the conversation from the lukewarm, what everyone expects of the Giants, especially with no Malik Neighbors potentially due to this concussion.
Yep. All right, let's get to the text here, Lisa. They're texting in. They want your advice on stuff. Zach Moss, who's going against the Ravens, or Kareem Hunt, who is back in Kansas City now?
I think you got to go Kareem Hunt. I think Kansas City is going to be like an all hands on deck. No Rashee Rice. You're still banged up in that running back room. Zach Moss has been sharing a lot of his work. So I'm going to go Kareem Hunt, because this is the weird things that Kansas City does.
Yeah. The other one this guy has is Bears or Raiders defense, which without looking at opponents, I'm like, well, of course the Bears. But the Raiders play Bo Nix and that anemic Denver Broncos offense.
Yeah, and they just had a good win. They're going to take a good loss, so I would definitely go there as well.
Yeah, there you go. Garrett Wilson or Michael Pittman this weekend?
Man, can you believe you're asking yourself? These are both first-round draft picks, and you're like, this is trash. But Garrett Wilson just doesn't seem to be connecting, and I worry so much with these players in international games and cleats and fields, so I'm going to go Pittman.
Patrick Mahomes or Justin Fields? That's a legit text on our text page, right?
Okay, this is a question I have this week, and I'm in this boat. This person and I, we feel this pain. We saw 36 points on our bench last week. We are heartbroken. You know what? The Kansas City Chiefs, they're not playing for fantasy football team managers. They're paying to win every week, and we don't know how. I'm playing Justin Fields this week, and it might take me out of my undefeated status. I don't know, but I'm doing it. So if you have the courage, but you might wake up in the middle of the night on Sunday and change it.
Yep.
Go back to Patrick Mahomes, because it's the logistic thing to do.
It is. It just goes to show you, like, the power of fantasy football. Like, the debate is Patrick Mahomes versus Justin Fields. It's crazy.
I woke up in the middle of the night, 2:30 in the morning last Saturday night, and changed the lineup and went back to sleep.
Well, that's par for the course for you. That's
middle-of-the-night routine is much better than mine.
Yes.
I heard you had quite an episode.
Yeah.
My gosh, are you okay?
Who knows? I'm going to go to the doctor after this. We'll find out. I feel fine. I do feel like I just played a football game.
He feels fine on the air, but just a peek behind the curtain, when you stand up out of that chair, it's tough to watch.
It's rough. So for the people listening, I fainted 3 times in the middle of last night. I hit my head. I hit my butt. I hit my ribs. I don't know what I hit them on. Each time I woke up wondering, why am I sleeping on the floor?
Yeah.
What's going on here? And then I would pass out again a few minutes later, and I'd wake up on the floor thinking, why am I sleeping on the floor? This is weird.
The worst part about that is, as a former NFL player, for your grandkids someday, you should have a great story of, like, who hit you the hardest, Grandpa? And the answer is the floor.
My own limp body weight.
Hitting the floor.
So I'm fine. No, I'm good, Lisa Ann. You're better about
it. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Okay. Oh, boy, that's a rough night.
Yeah.
It's a stupid night. I was dehydrated. It's my own fault.
Unbelievable.
I got it. Lisa Ann, do you remember Tom Herman's old urination chart where he showed you championship level urination? Is that light, almost clear urine? I was way in the loser
scrub. Yeah, you were scrub urine is what you were. Oh, man. All right, Lisa, one more. This guy wants to know the Bills defense versus the Texans or Pittsburgh versus the Cowboys.
Sad to say, but you're going to have to play Pittsburgh up against Del Cowboys.
Yeah, I want to
think that Pittsburgh is going to win this game. And if you're going to lose this in a horrible fashion.
I wanted to put your feet to the fire. Anything involving the Cowboys. That's from Derwin.
I don't want to play Pittsburgh the week after a loss.
Yeah.
And that's what just is happening. Tomlin is not going to lose 2 weeks in a row. So I'm already like, we're done. Yep. We're done.
There you go. You can get her on Twitter at TheRealLisaAnn. Get her on Instagram as well. She's the best. Lisa, we enjoyed this. I'm glad we did this. Enjoy the games this weekend.
Thank you all. Have a great time this weekend watching the games. I miss you all as well. Thanks for having me.
All right.
Thanks,
anytime. Lisa. We'll do it again down the road, Lisa, for sure. All right. Appreciate that. That's the great Lisa Ann joining us here. Feeling great empathy for Seth Payne. That was my big takeaway from that chat.
That was nice of her.
Yeah. She was clearly listening early. She loves Five Reasons I Hate You.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I felt like I had a hard time bringing it today.
Yeah. No, you're good, man. You're good. How good was the Texans?
You know,
I was
super happy.
Huh?
The dude I wished death upon.
He's loving this right now. That is big time karma.
Yeah. I had that thought as I was wishing death upon that guy. I'm like, this is probably taken a little too far.
Dude.
I mean, it is all in fun, even though I adamantly said that it wasn't all
in
fun.
You were very descriptive.
It is all in fun.
Hope he dies in traffic.
I think I took it a little too far on that one. Lesson learned.
Yeah.
Checkmate, my friend from Detroit.
Interesting report from out of the Texans locker room following the Jags game. I think Texan fans actually, by and large, are pretty excited about this, but this was interesting. James Palmer had this, and we'll let you hear what it is coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.